gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Tuesday morning, it is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Got the whole gang up in here today. Myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Porkchop. And I've got to say, I'm definitely the ugliest person on the show, but you guys really... You outdid yourself today. We're all dressed up because locally in Indy, we are on TV. If you're watching, it's channel RTV6. We're hopping on there a couple of times today. And we're talking about World Suicide Prevention Day and our company, Radio 1, which owns Radio Now 100.9 in Indy. In Houston, Texas, it's the new 92.1 Radio Now. We're stopping down in Indy today from 10 to 12, and we're talking about mental health and suicide prevention. And it's a really great topic to have because I think it's a discussion that's kind of taboo. Like, nobody talks about it. I talk all the time about how I go to therapy and all my different things that I'm working through, but we're looking forward to having that conversation, but we're dressed up for TV. You look amazing, Mackenzie.
Oh, thank you. We actually coordinate, Joe. I have a black and red and white plaid. I have, like, a 90s vibe happening today, and Joe matches me. He's black on top and red on the bottom.
Hold on. You were describing my looks earlier. What would you say I'm doing?
Because you're TV from the waist up, and your radio from the waist down. So he's got a sharp, nice, you look very handsome, black shirt on top, and then beard all trimmed, and then on the bottom he's got shorts and flip-flops.
Yeah, you're like, you're just missing the Crocs. But Liv the Web Girl popping some earrings over there.
She's got her hoops.
I know, but I didn't get my makeup done, which I don't think we're surprised by that.
No. I'm surprised the earrings are actually even matching.
I love your earrings. They look great. And
I know,
of course,
I'm actually wearing denim. I'm not wearing sweatpants, so.
Yes, good looking, good girl. And Porkchop, always dapper.
Did you get the haircut, or did you just put some gel in
it? No, yeah, I make sure to do my hair this morning.
Okay.
Yeah. We got to say hi to our girl, Alyssa Dono's in the house. Hey, girl. You want to give a little
you
say
hop
hello?
On mic.
Hey, guys. I'm here from RTV6. Excited to be in studio this morning.
Now we're live on both mediums.
We just saw each other the other day. We met for the first time. We were doing something because Joe's Journey, we do it every Wednesday. And I was at this gym that I've heard about. It's called Eat the Frog Fitness. And I was out there working out. I ran into Alyssa, and I'm like, it was so pathetic because I'm like, like, I could not, like, the workout kicked my butt because I'm so out of shape. She's, like, beast mode, like, one more, Joe! So it was pretty good, but,
I totally believe that.
Can you be totally honest? Like, how did I do on the first time on TV? Was it okay?
Oh, you did amazing.
Okay.
That was your first time on TV?
I don't even believe you.
Ever?
You answered the questions so perfectly that I didn't even have anything else to say.
Wow, okay. Yeah. Do you think there's a career, like, in TV for me?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, she's shaking her head no. So. All right, well, let's move on because I don't want it to get too awkward. How was everybody's day? Mackenzie, how was your Monday?
My Monday was awesome. I actually did some TV stuff. I shot a commercial.
Really?
So that was really fun. Yes, with Dr. Chernoff. So there's this really fun beauty bazaar happening October 2nd. And if you've ever wanted to check out, you know, like beauty treatments, lasers, just really all about the self-care, self-love, I shot a little commercial for that.
Awesome.
Yes.
What about you, Liv? How was your day yesterday?
It was good. I had my second job, and I actually got to hop on the bike and work out for a little bit during my second job. So I'm really, really glad because normally I don't get a workout in when I'm working, but kind of killed two birds with one stone. And then I just stayed up and watched Monday Night Football.
Ooh.
And it did not disappoint. The
how
Texans.
Late?
I was probably up until like 11
Dang,
o'clock,
girl.
Maybe 11:30 possibly.
Worth it.
But yes, worth it. The Texans and the Saints game was absolutely phenomenal. It went down to the end. It was just an incredible, incredible game.
Who won?
The Saints won.
Oh, cool.
I know.
Yes.
No, we're not.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, Mackenzie, get out of here.
Dude, really?
Leave.
I was kidding.
You've been here 2 weeks. You're screwing everything up.
Here, whenever anyone claps, I just jump on board.
And we have no more Houston.
And if you start chanting, I'll jump on board as well.
Like, but it went down to the very last second.
I want everyone to win and be happy, okay?
So Mackenzie wants a tie.
No.
They all
no,
tie.
No, we want our Houston.
Our the Houston what?
Our Texans.
Okay. She's like, yeah, we want the Houston Cowboys to pull it off.
No. I know better than that.
Okay. And producer Pork Chop Extraordinaire, how was your day yesterday?
It was good. I was so busy. I was here at the radio station till 2:30. And then my other job, Sullivan Steakhouse, they called me in and they're like, hey, could you come in an hour early at 3:30? And I didn't get out till like 9:30. So essentially, I was up and at them for, I don't even know how many hours that is, 16 hours straight yesterday. But anyways, yeah, so I was serving last night, and I had the two sweetest ladies celebrating their two-year anniversary.
Aww.
So shout out to Kara and Tina. And yes,
aww,
Joe, I know you're going to ask, did they leave me a good tip? That's rude to ask, but they were very generous.
Okay.
Hey,
hold on.
Okay.
All right, hold on.
Well, hey,
like, what was their bill total?
Let's see, I had four tables last night, and they're all their bills were 160.
160 combined?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So
no, not
160.
Okay, 160. That makes sense. I went out for an anniversary dinner. Okay, so 160. So they gave you $40 tip.
Dude, it's a rude question to ask how much someone
tipped. I didn't ask how much money do you make.
Pork Chop's blushing, which means yes.
Joe was spot on. Did you
I just remember arguing with one of our big bosses who makes way more money than us, and he was like, you don't tip more than 20 bucks for a meal. I'm like, what?
No. Well,
okay.
Kara
what?
And Tina were very generous, very kind, very nice, and I hope they enjoyed their
two-year anniversary. Yeah, happy anniversary.
Yes. I just love making things awkward for you.
Wait, 20 bucks, I'm stuck on that.
I'm not going to say who the boss is, but like, I'm like, because I always believe it's 20%. Unless the server sucks, like if you're terrible, the worst I'll do is 10%. I'll never not tip. And he's like, oh, you want me to spend that much kind of money? And I think I just gave away who the boss is. But, but I was like, come on. Like, and I'm not bawling by any means. But like, I went out for our anniversary dinner. And
yes.
I think our dinner was like $150. It was expensive. We had wine. We had food and cocktails.
Did it up.
And yeah, it was a lot of money. So finally, I want to tell you guys about my day. I'm feeling so much better. I had to get my tooth replaced yesterday. My crown came in. Ta-da.
And?
Ta-da.
How's it look? Can you tell I have a fake tooth?
I don't see a tiara.
I thought you said you always had fake teeth.
I do, but they had to replace the other one.
Oh.
He's a new man.
Was it painful? Did you get laughing gas?
Well, I can share some with you. I got some in a bag. Oh, Kenzie, working on the garbage this morning. What's coming up in a few minutes?
Yes, the one thing Chelsea Handler has given up. Plus, whose face Ashton Kutcher cannot stop seeing while he goes tinkle.
Okay, that's random.
Love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Are you there, vodka? It's me, Chelsea. That's her book, but she's actually taken a break from vodka. Talking about Chelsea Handler, who says she has a new lease on life. She's making the rounds, talking about her new tell-all memoir, a new Netflix documentary, Hello Privilege, It's Me, Chelsea.
Yeah, I started doing stand-up again, and I was sober because I just don't drink as much anymore on stage, and I realized it's a whole new world out
is
there.
It? That just sounds miserable.
Well, she used to, you know, do the late-night circuit, so she'd be cocktailing left and right. She said she's fuzzy. She didn't really, like, remember shows, but now she does, and she's like, it's a whole new experience. It's like if we tried to do this show sober.
I know. It'd be weird. Who knows how this show would sound?
Exactly. We're just kidding. All right, so Blake Griffin was president at Comedy Central's roast of Alec Baldwin and Caitlyn Jenner, also in attendance. Now, Blake gave a little roast about Caitlyn's daughters.
And on behalf of the entire NBA and half of the rappers on the Billboard charts, I want to thank you for giving your daughters their daddy issues.
Liv, the web girl, sent me another clip, too. I was watching. Like, there was some great lines from Blake Griffin. I can't wait to watch this.
Because
sometimes
a funny dude.
They're so, the roast. But it seems like this will be a good one.
Oh, yeah. Talking about good ones. Kelly Clarkson's talk show, sure to be a big hit, debuted. And none other than Steve Carell opened it up.
Live on tape from Universal Studios in Hollywood. Ladies and gentlemen, Kelly Clarkson!
That's awesome. Whoever thought of that deserves a raise.
And you know, those when he was shooting that, the 40-year-old virgin, those were all just impromptu lines. I mean, that
really?
Wasn't in the script. He just screamed out Kelly Clarkson. Of course, now it's iconic. So very cool. She had Dwayne The Rock Johnson as her first guest, who filled in for a Kevin Hart, of course, who had that tragic accident. But go Kelly. She is just so cool and real, and I wish her the most success with her new show.
I look forward to actually getting to check it out because like I love Ellen, and I feel like Kelly has got that personality that she could do a show for a long time and talk to anybody.
Absolutely. I want her to sing on it, too. Well, Ashton Kutcher stopped by Jimmy Fallon and revealed he sees Jimmy's face in a peculiar place.
Your face is handsome.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, every time I go into my business manager, I have to look at your face. Did you know that?
No.
There's a poster of you and Drew Barrymore in the bathroom, and every time I take a leak, It's like sign like, put this in your bathroom, love Jimmy. And every time I go there to go to the bathroom,
no, you know what I wrote on there? I wrote this, don't hang this in the bathroom.
It's in the bathroom and I gotta look at you every time I pee and it's a little weird for me.
That would be so awkward.
Do you think we should put our faces up in the bathrooms here?
You should have like a urinal cake, one of those things.
No. I want it above. See, that's where they would put it. If they put anything, they'd put it down below. I want it up top, like face level.
That would be awkward and weird.
But I don't mind.
Just in the men's room, we say that's okay, right, Liv?
Yeah. Well, we could have you and the ladies. Okay, something to think about. Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. We are live on the radio and live on TV in Indianapolis on RTV6. Big day today. We're talking about, of course, mental health, suicide prevention. We'll be doing that later on today on Radio Now 100.9 in Indy. We'll actually be stopping the music and having a two-hour conversation. And we're looking forward to having you be part of that. A lot of experts, different people coming in from the community to help talk about that. So if you have a chance, check out RTV6 this morning as we broadcast live on the radio and on their TV channel. And, of course, 10 to 12 today, we're going to have some awesome peoples in here. Mackenzie, like, you're newer to the show, but I've talked a lot about my mental health. And yes. I think it's a good thing that our show is able to talk about that. Our audience, like I said, like you still being newer to the show, they share so much. Like, people are not alone. And I hope people realize that today. And I'm so excited to have all these different resources in studio for 2 hours straight, talking about serious things that usually don't get discussed.
That's right. We are opening up the conversation. We want to just offer people the chance, the forum to learn about awareness, the signs, what we can do. And, you know, everyone is welcome. We're stopping the music for you. And this is going to be hopefully very impactful. And we're proud that we can do it.
Yeah. And this is going to go way beyond today. We're partnering up with different members in the community to keep this going. It's not just a one day, let's have a 2 hour talk. It's a thing I think kicks it off and hopefully keeps it going for a long time. So, check us out on TV today on RTV6 and, of course, here on Radio Now 100.9 and across all of our Radio 1 Indianapolis stations. I wanted to see how well you guys could do in something that we already do for a living. You guys all know Ron Burgundy, right?
Remember, oh, yeah.
Remember, what's the movie, Anchorman?
Yeah.
Like this clip?
Unique New York. A tarantula enjoys a fine chewing gum.
Chewing gum.
So you do all these different things to try to sound good and warm up your vocals. I need you guys, I didn't have time to print it out, so I need you to hop on your Google Doc, our little show prep sheet, little cheat sheet, because I have some tongue twisters, and they kind of start out simple, and they get very complex, but they say that's one good thing to do, especially just where we were live on TV. I think I stuttered a bunch.
You did a great job.
But it's good, though, for all of us to, I think, actually say words properly and to work on that, because I'm the king of struggling with that. Liv the Web Girl is about to cry laughing at how bad I am. Mm-hmm.
I know. I thought it was funny that you guys were like, you know, this might help you guys.
And you know it's just talking about me? Okay. Well, I want to go over and I want to see how we do here with some of these. You guys have
these are hilarious.
Are they? Okay. Mackenzie, do the first line for me. These are tongue twisters. We're trying to help with the way we talk.
How many times do I say it?
Let's go three times.
Okay.
Simple enough.
He threw three balls.
Liv the Web Girl, can you say that line?
He threw three balls.
Pork chop.
He threw three balls.
Okay, I think
one
you're doing
upper.
It.
I know.
Pork chop's never struggled with that one. All right.
Toot it.
Let me try it. He threw three balls. Because the big thing is you have to enunciate it, too. You're not just trying to...
Right.
So let's go to the next one here. I'll go first. Clean clams crammed in clean cans. This is hard. Clean clams... Oh, man, I just said clans. No, I sound like I'm a racist. Okay, I'm out.
Okay, I'm going to hit the next one. Ready?
Go ahead.
Wayne went to Wales to watch walruses.
Liv's got to try this one. I want to hear her do it.
The Wayne one?
Yes.
Wayne went to Wales to watch walruses.
Holy crap. It's funny. Like, I talk and I can't even do it. Pork chop, go ahead. Let's have you go.
Wayne went to Wales to watch walruses.
All right. Hot shot. Why don't you try the next one? These are tongue twisters. We're trying to see how well we do.
I wish to wash my iris wristwatch.
Your what?
Oh, darn. That was hard.
Couldn't even get through one.
I wish...
You what?
I wish to wash my iris...
Your what? Can't you you say Irish?
Tough. I'm going to try it. I wish to wash my Irish wristwatch.
Oh, we hit it.
I wish to wash my Irish wristwatch.
Live the web, girl.
I even attempt. Okay.
What if like you're flawless with it? Yeah, give it a go. Look it over and read it.
I wish to wash my Irish wristwatch.
I think Liv got
nice
it.
Enunciation.
You said Irish. Irish.
Irish.
You know the artist I like, Billy Irish?
Yeah.
She's really good.
I'm scared about this next one. This could be a bad word situation if you don't say it correctly.
I am too, and that's why I need pork chop. I want to do this, but I'm afraid something bad could happen.
Do you see it?
Yeah, I do. Luckily, we've got a 20-second delay, and we can like dump it if we have
to. I'm not saying it first.
I'll do it.
Okay, go.
All right, don't, okay.
Hey, Lenny, get ready to dump in case I accidentally curse. All right, here we go. Oh boy. I'm not the fig plucker, nor the fig plucker's son, but I'll pluck figs till the fig plucker comes.
Oh God. I don't want to do this anymore.
This is honestly just a big ploy to get you fired, Pork Chop.
Yes, exactly.
Pork Chop, say it faster.
Yeah, one more time, Pork Chop. Go ahead. No, I'm kidding. Okay. Don't. You getting fired and us getting fined doesn't help anybody.
You fig plucker, you.
Hey. Okay, stop. I'm turning all your mics off. Hey, Need to Know News is next. Wait, Liv.
I'm sorry, I won Song of the Day yesterday.
I was going to say, that sounded weird, Joe.
I just want people to know who to vote for today.
I know I never win, so I was just like, oh, yeah, probably. I know it wasn't me.
Mackenzie picks songs too. She's like, this will probably lose, but I like it. It's a really good song. I'm like,
that's
yeah.
That's how you're... I do it.
Okay, we'll get into that coming up in less than 10 minutes here on Radio Now. Joe's Need to Know News: an elementary school student in Tallahassee who is a huge University of Tennessee fan couldn't afford one of their shirts, so he made one. He drew the initials UT on a piece of paper, then pinned it to his orange shirt, and the kids at the school were so mean. Did you guys see this? It was like a little kid drawing. It was pretty rough. Looked like me doing a sketch, but the letters UT. And well, his teacher saw this after the kids were making fun of him. She posted a photo of it on Facebook. She was hoping that somebody would buy him a real Tennessee Volunteer shirt. Well, something even better ended up happening. The president of the university saw the post and sent the kid a ton of school swag. Then the school announced they're actually making that shirt, and they have it up now too. They took his little design. It's on a T-shirt now. They're selling it for $15. And here's the good reason why you should buy this shirt, even if you're not necessarily a Tennessee fan. They're going to do it for $15, and a portion of each sale will go to a charity called Stop Out Bullying. You can pre-order your shirt through the University of Tennessee's official campus store website, which I'll put a link up there for you to do that for Joe's Need to Know News. But I think that's so cool. If they have one in like XXX, I'm totally ordering one of my size today.
I love that.
Okay. I'm going to need your help, Mackenzie, because I'm not good with words, but today is special for the next 10 days. The dates in the calendar are going to look the same forward as they do backward. It's called Palindrome Week.
Wait, palindrome? What? I am so into this.
Did I say that right? P-A-L-I-N.
Palindrome.
Yeah, Palindrome Week.
Oh, because it's September and we're in obviously 2019. Okay.
Yes. So like, for example, today is 9-10-19. Go ahead and do 9-10-19 backwards. What do you got?
9-10-19.
Yes, which happens to be, by the way, my goddaughter Kendall's birthday. That just reminded me.
Well, thanks for taking my next story. Okay, no. And then tomorrow will be 9-11-19. Do that backwards.
9-11-19.
Boom, there you go. Wow. So it's going on actually for the next week and a half. So something cool you can check out. Today is World Suicide Prevention Day. On our Radio 1 Indy stations, we're on the air in Indy and in Houston, Texas, for Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. We're going to have a discussion with health professionals on suicide prevention and mental health. We'll be doing that live after the show today. We're kind of taking over the midday shift for Jules, who does middays in Indianapolis. So that's something that you can check out. We're also live on TV this morning doing some cut-ins with our friends at RTV Channel 6. So something that you definitely be a part of. Tell your friends and try to tune in today. Also, we'll have some of it on our social media, Radio Now 1009. That is Joe's Need to Know News. Song of the Day. We pick out a song based on the category we think that you would want to hear, and your votes decide who the winner will be. Yesterday, Liv the Web Girl was the big winner. Will her fortune change today? I certainly hope so. All right, let's get into it this morning. The category for Song of the Day today is songs about friends. And we'll kick it off with you, Liv. What song are you going with today for Song of the Day?
Okay, so I chose this song because this song emulates everything that me and my friends are. This reminds me of my college days, all of my best friends. I listen to it when I'm feeling homesick and when I have a homecoming and I'm back with all my friends. This is the song we play on repeat. It's For My Dogs by Waka Flocka Flame.
Okay.
I'm a ride, I'm a ride, I'm a live, I'm a live, I'm a die, I'm a die. For my breath, for them dogs. I'm a ride, I'm a ride,
oh, oh.
I'm a steal, I'm a steal, I'm a, for my breath, for them dogs. I'm a ride, I'm a ride, I'm a live, I'm a live. I'm a...
Is it because it says live in it?
I think it is.
What's your name?
It's like I ride and I live for my dogs. All day, every day. Woo, 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 woo.
All right. That sounds like a dog that needs to be put down. Live the Web Girl. For My Dogs by Waka Flocka Flame. If you want to hear that, all you have to do is text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Mackenzie, the category songs about friends, what are you going with today?
Okay, I'm going with a little song because if you have maybe, I don't know, perhaps friends with Bennies,
yeah.
This one is for you. A little Neon Trees, Sleeping with a Friend.
All right, let's check it out. This is a good song. Now, not to get too personal, but does this song have any, like, personal experience?
Not really. I just missed the Neon Trees. What happened to them? They were so great. So I think we should hear them today.
Okay, cool. If you want to hear Mackenzie's song by Neon Trees, Sleeping with a Friend, text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Myself, Joe, I went old school, guys.
Okay.
One of the best Disney movies of all time. I went with Toy Story's classic hit. Do you know what it is?
You've Got a Friend in Me?
Yes. Check this out.
Okay.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
What a vast variety we have today.
I know.
When the road looks up ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed.
All right, come on, listen. I know that's out of the norm, but who doesn't want to hear You Got a Friend in Me?
I'm into it.
All right, if you want to hear that song for Song of the Day, songs about friends, text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. And producer Porkchop, we now come to you. What is your song for Song of the Day?
Well, hopefully you haven't voted yet because you can only vote once. And since you haven't heard my song yet, then yeah, you would have wasted your vote. So yesterday, our topic was about... What was our topic about yesterday?
I don't remember. I barely remember what we did 10 minutes ago.
Oh, it
yesterday
was boy
was
bands.
Boy band.
He's very convinced on his stuff right now. He doesn't even know what he did yesterday.
So my sell yesterday was, my song is for all like the crazy psychos like me that were in a relationship
for
yes. a long time and
Tearing
are single.
Oh, yes. Tearing Up My Heart was your song.
Yeah, well, it's the same sell today.
my
song is for all the crazy psychos that, like me, that were in a relationship for a long time and are now dating. And hopefully your potential date doesn't say this to you.
The dreaded friend zone. Very hard for guys to get out of that. Girls can always get out of a friend zone. Guys, not so much. That is a tough one.
I've never heard of that version. I'm just used to that guy being
Biz
like,
Markie.
Oh, baby,
yes.
You!
Actually, that's a
you
better
got
version.
What I need.
No.
But you say he's just a friend.
Stop, you're ruining it.
You say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you!
Vote for me.
And we'll sing his entire song.
Dude, you could have won if you would. Liv's right.
Why
I hate agreeing.
Why did you not do that version?
Stop, because mine's still going to win. You'll see.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Right. If you want to hear.
You blew it.
If you want to hear Porkchop's terrible rendition of by somebody else.
It's Mario.
Mario or Mario?
Mario? I don't know.
I'm going to go with Mario. Say I'm Just a Friend.
Oh, what's his face?
Text the word song to 52140. Who am I kidding? Only songs that are even decent are me and Liv's. But we'll count up your votes.
What the heck?
And we'll see who wins next year.
You're under the bus.
On Radio Now. Okay, Rosie, wrong music. You leave a robot to do one thing and she can't even play the right music.
Rosie.
Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, no. Don't you talk back to me. I'll tell you right now, way too possessive of pork chop, Rosie is. Hey, it's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and you. We are now tallying up the results for Song of the Day. You got to vote at 52140. Let's go over a little recap of what those songs were.
I'm a ride, I'm a ride, I'm a live, I'm a live, I'm a die, I'm a die. For my breath
for them. Waka Flocka wrote a song about Live the Web Girl. It's called For My Dogs. You got to vote on that one. Also, we had up there.
Say, ooh, ooh, we're in danger, sleeping with a friend.
Mackenzie, a song I was not expecting to hear from her, Sleeping with a Friend.
Friends with Bennies. If you have one, if you want one, vote for me.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not saying
Wait,
bad.
Are you saying if you want one,
no, if you
vote
hear that
for me?
Song, if you
yeah,
want...
if you want to be friends with Benefits from Mackenzie.
With Joe, I'll offer you up.
I'm married.
Okay, yeah, that was a bad choice. Pork Chop.
Where were you when I was single? All right.
Yeah, Pork Chop will take anything.
Yeah, no kidding. Guy, girl, animal. What? Myself, Joe. You've got a friend in me.
Hi, Rosie. Whoops, sorry. Go ahead. You still doing something?
Dude, yes. Welcome to the show.
Well, Rosie said the votes are in.
Okay, well, I'm recapping the options that we had.
We're so all over the place.
No kidding, dude. Jeez, stop it, Liv. No, I had the song right there that you just heard, You've Got a Friend in Me, and that is by Randy Newman. And then last but certainly not least, even though he's trying to wrap this thing up.
But you say I'm just a friend. Say I'm just a friend. But you say I'm
such a good song.
The worst remake yeah. of a Biz Markie yeah. song
the
I've ever heard.
The worst version of all time.
Is so good.
But the song is good. We're just saying you chose the wrong version.
Yes, you should have went like, oh, baby,
no,
you!
Tripping.
That's the one everyone loves.
Yeah, so I'm sure the votes will reflect that. But
we'll see.
All right, let's see the actual results right here for Song of the Day.
In dead last
oh,
place.
Oh, no.
I'm predicting this one's a Pork Chop loss.
With 9% of the vote.
Oh, that is the worst song
it's
I've ever heard.
It's always me at the bottom.
Mackenzie.
I knew it! I should get an award for always coming last.
I don't think you celebrate that.
Why not? I don't want to be in the middle. That's boring.
Shockingly, in third place, with only 16% of the vote, Liv.
What? Who doesn't love For My Dogs? That'll hype you up any day of the week.
In second place, with 31% of the vote. Second place for the second day in a row.
That's Pork Chop.
Producer Pork Chop.
Yeah! Yeah!
With 42% of the vote, Joe's the big winner
this
today.
This makes me happy.
Come on, guys. Let's relive Toy Story. Sing along as loud as you can. It's Randy Newman, You've Got a Friend in Me, your Song of the Day winner here.
Woo!
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Now some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too. Maybe. Years go by, a friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
I can't believe how amazing you are that you voted for that song. You've got a friend in me, Randy Newman. The category for Song of the Day was songs about friends.
I love it. I know someone just turned us on and was like, hey, what's this song
doing? Wait, did they go to Radio Disney? Not yet.
I just want to say I got a DM from Bradley that said, girl, I wanted you to win so badly so I could jam out.
Bradley sounds ratchet
and
to me.
I just want to say that I actually won on Twitter, but like not with enough.
All right,
I just want to say I got no messages. No.
We argue with Liv every day asking her not to sidetrack the show. And then here you are, like a little baby, supposed to be producing, like, but the Twitter results said I got 2 more votes than Joe.
Oh, never mind. Joe got 1% more than me on Twitter, so whatever, you won.
Oh, there we go. Thank
you. That was a great selection. That was happy and
fun. You have any ideas of songs that we should do, possible categories, DM us Radio Now AM Show. 833-563-2539. I would love for you to call in and share your experience here about how you got scammed. Listen to what happened to this mom and her husband in Michigan. They were trying to buy a phone for their daughter.
The local mom thought she was getting a good deal on an iPhone, but she ended up with just a couple of bars of soap after getting swindled out of $450.
Samantha Powell agreed to meet the seller at this Allen Park apartment complex, but moments after the exchange, she and her husband realized she'd been scammed.
When he opened it, we both seen it. We just were dumbfounded, just staring at it like, did that really just happen?
Samantha Powell says it still blows her mind that the iPhone she thought she bought a few weeks ago had no phone in the box. Instead, just these 2 bars of soap.
It was on me, and I just wasn't smart enough.
Could you imagine, like, you open it up, you're like, oh, brand new phone. And no, it's actually 2 bars of Dial soap.
I know. People are terrible.
833-563-2539. I got to imagine with like Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist and just different things, there's got to be things that people have maybe tried to scam you with. Maybe you were able to catch on and notice it. I know a lot of times older people get scammed on the phone. I get so worried about my mom and my grandma that they're going to fall for something and give out their information.
Don't ever give out your info. A lot of times they'll say, oh, you have a virus or you need to put in your account information. And I worry about Porkchop all the time. Because he's so sweet and sometimes naive to the evil people of the world. He's like, I'll put in my credit score. I'll put in my social security number.
I thought you just said you got tested. You don't have any viruses.
Yeah, no, I'm clean.
But he does put in his information too much. Has your identity been stolen yet?
Yeah, it has.
I knew it!
No, that's because they walked past me and it skimmed in my wallet.
Oh, okay.
That happened in Mexico, right?
Yes.
Okay, 833-563-2539. We'd like to hear from you if you've had a situation where you got scammed. Listen to the rest of this.
She outsmarted me.
Powell says she saw the phone for sale on the app Let Go. She was getting it for her 14-year-old daughter and says she had saved up for 6 months to buy it. Powell and the seller agreed on the price of $450 and were sharing these messages back and forth. She agreed to meet the seller at this apartment complex.
She came walking out real fast, and then just soon as she had that money in her hand, when he went to go open it, she took off.
With just these 2 bars of soap in the box, Powell called police and filed a police report. She says she later found out the seller even went on Facebook and bragged about what she had done.
Oh, man, adding insult to injury, they're going online doing that?
Ooh,
I would be so mad.
Yes. She was pretty much saying, ha-ha, thinking that she wasn't going to get caught.
But she may not be laughing now. Powell says the 18-year-old seller used a fake name on Let Go, but had provided her actual phone number for the sale. Having that number was a big clue for police. They were able to figure out who she is, she's been ticketed, and if she doesn't show up to court, a warrant will be issued for her arrest.
Online transactions are incredibly risky, and they're not getting any better.
Police say this serves as a costly reminder of how important it is to do these transactions at the police department.
Definitely keep that in mind when you're looking to sell something or buy something.
I got scammed one time. I thought I was buying a football ticket to like a University of Louisville versus Clemson game, which was like a super expensive ticket. I paid $150 for it. Turned out to be fake. They scammed me with a fake counterfeit ticket.
And dang, you couldn't get your money back?
Nope.
Aww.
I actually got scammed once too. Now, this is kind of morbid, but my ex Chase and I, we used to live in California. And ferrets are illegal there, and he really wanted a ferret.
Ferrets are illegal?
Yeah.
I feel like Paris Hilton had like 5.
Because they eat like the plants or something. I don't know. So anyways, we...
Check it out. It's Garrett's ferret.
Garrett's ferret.
So we bought like a ferret like from off of Craigslist or something.
Oh, like Blacklist?
Yeah. And,
like the black market ferret?
No, just Craigslist. And here's why it was a scam was because I think the family that sold it to me knew that it had cancer because it died a month later.
Okay, well, that was the most messed up story I've ever heard. Also, how is it not a giant red flag to you from that moment when your ex wanted a ferret as a pet?
What's wrong with that?
You should have ended it then.
I just don't
wave the red flag like in your face.
I just don't think pork chops should be allowed to have a ferret or a gerbil or a hamster.
A boyfriend.
Yeah, let's just avoid all those to be safe.
Oh, pork chop, we love you.
Yeah, why don't you keep your cat? That's okay.
Love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Speaking of drama. All right, so Bam Margera. We always messed up that. Of Jackass. Okay, remember back on the day, MTV. Well, he was on Dr. Phil. Now, this has been a very much anticipated session, and I watched actually some of it, and I never watched Dr. Phil. I was sucked in. He's opening up about his mental breakdown and how his son, who is 1 year old at the time, prevented him from attempting suicide. Here he is a little bit, though, talking about his trials and tribulations with his mom.
My mom can make me go bonkers. She doesn't listen to you. She already knows what she's going to say of her problem with you when you're trying to ask me a question. And then when she's talking, it's usually negative. It's something that she has a problem with. It makes me go mental.
Yes. And so I think this is an ongoing. You can check it out online as well. It's super intense. Dr. Phil stepping in there. And it is World Suicide Prevention Day. And Bam goes on to say that it is his toddler son, Phoenix, who prevented him from attempting to end his life just like a month ago.
Wow.
Yes. So he's getting really raw, really real. Also getting real, Sarah Palin. She and Todd Palin are Splitsville. Todd Palin has filed for divorce from Sarah. Citing incompatibility of temperament, which is interesting.
Before I got on a flight to get up here, I was out ice fishing on my frozen lake, and my husband was out snow machining.
So, okay. We haven't heard from Sarah Palin in a hot minute. They find it, quote unquote, impossible to live together as husband and wife. And Todd has asked to dissolve the couple's 31-year marriage.
So wait, what's that separation title again? Because I just, in case my wife's listening.
Okay, write this down. Yeah. Incompatibility of temperament.
Okay.
That's what they're going with.
I think that's what she'll use as an excuse.
Not the old irreconcilable differences, which is the usual.
There's pills for that. There should be no problem with that anymore.
Well, Nick Cage, John Travolta are at it again. Get ready for Face Off, the sequel.
Okay, police man, don't shoot me. I'm scared, Johnny.
So crazy.
Well, I think you better pull the trigger.
There was, I could not find a clip from Face Off that didn't cuss. That was like the only one. I forgot how intense that movie is. So get ready. They're making it, and the guys say they couldn't be more excited. It's going to be better than that first one. I kind of forgot that Face Off existed, but now it was a pretty good
movie. Doesn't it have like Tom Cruise and Nicolas Cage? Oh, no, sorry.
No Tom Cruise.
Oh my God, who's the guy?
John Travolta.
Okay, I honestly ripped my face off. I'm giving up on life right now. I can't do this.
And lastly here, well, you're in better shape than Bobby Brown, who was sitting in the first class section of a JetBlue flight when an incident occurred. Basically, passengers sitting around Bobby say he was kind of disruptive and drunk, and he was throwing a fit, and he was removed from the aircraft apparently because he was intoxicated. I mean, is this something new, like drunk on a plane?
No, I think
but
that's
he was just being like rambunctious, I guess. So he was removed from the Boston bound airplane.
I take my part, and I take it hard for me even being a part of it.
Yeah, so they took him off before they took off. So he didn't get to go on the plane at all.
Hey, Bobby Brown, I'm going to dance all over first class.
You have to be pretty smashed. Because obviously in first class, they serve you cocktails. They don't really frown upon cocktailing, but you got to be pretty disruptive.
I have only been in first class for one flight, which was like 30 minutes. But other than that in my life, I've always been afraid when I've been drinking on a plane that I'm going to be that guy that somehow gets affected by it so bad that they're going to have to tase and restrain me.
Just
like
you?
Like a whole other side of me will happen at 30,000 feet. Like the Hulk drinking, like, oh,
oh, oh. I can't wait to go on our first trip together, Joe.
Give me all the gin and tonic you have.
Wow.
Okay, well,
back
feel
to
better.
Reality.
There we go. Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. A dating etiquette coach says that a guy should ask a woman this question on the first date. And if she says no, then there's probably not going to be a second date. I think this is a great question to ask.
What is it?
I'll tell you coming up next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, and you can join in the conversation too. 833-563-2539. Producer Porkchop, you would think he's pretty much the peacemaker, but apparently he caused some drama at what, your cousin's wedding? Where'd this happen at?
Yeah, last week I was in New Jersey for my cousin's wedding, and I'm totally innocent. I did something by accident that I shouldn't have. I didn't realize it at the time, but I guess one of my family members was not invited to the wedding.
Awkward.
Right? And I guess the whole family knew to not post about the wedding on social media.
Well, okay.
But I didn't know. And so I posted like pictures from the wedding. Nobody told me. And now this family member that wasn't invited saw my photos.
And so you're the reason that drama was started. This is all kind of like you're getting heat for this now?
Yes.
833-563-2539. What did you post that caused drama? And what was it about? Who was mad about it? 833-563-2539. So how did you find out this even caused a problem, Porkchop?
I got a text from someone in my family, and it was like, hey, are you friends with such and such family member on Facebook? I'm like, yeah, of course. And they were just like, oh. And I was like, well, what's wrong? And then that's when I found out that, you know, I was like, oh, I didn't even realize that, you know, I thought maybe they just couldn't make it. And yeah, so shouldn't have posted about it.
I feel like when you bust somebody for posting something, then they go into overdrive. No, that was pertaining to, that was about something else. And you know.
Yeah.
What their intention was.
Here's my thing, though. Like, go ahead. It's your story.
I was just going to say, like, I'm always very careful. Like, if I go out with friends, like, let's say I go out to the bar with friends, right?
Right.
I don't just tag them. I'm like, hey, is it okay if I tag you? Because, like, let's say, I don't know, let's say they told their significant other, like, yeah, I'm working tonight.
I'm going to a church meeting.
Yeah, a church meeting. And here's Porkchop raging with them at the bar.
But wait, hold on. But is that everybody lying about it, though? Because how do you not know about a family member getting married? Like, that's not a secret thing done in the middle of the night. Like, this is a planned out wedding, and this family member of yours, which happens, was obviously not invited. As much as I want to rip into you and blame you for everything you do, this, I don't see how this is your fault. I mean, what you posted caused drama.
Right.
And that's what we want to find out. What did you post online that kind of caused some drama? 833-563-2539. But I don't know if that's necessarily your fault, dude.
Right.
I don't think it is. Live the web, girl. What about you? I hear you also have a similar story. Was it something you posted or somebody else posted online that caused some drama?
No, someone else posted something that caused some drama. So when I was in college, it was a Thursday night and I had decided to stay in, but majority of all my friends went out drinking.
Okay.
You know, how college people do. And I saw a Snapchat that was done at like midnight and everyone was super drunk in the Snapchat. It was on one of my best guy friend's Snapchat stories. And in the background was my ex. He had just broken up like 4 days prior, making out with a girl in a different sorority that had a boyfriend. So this was in the background of the Snapchat story. He was so drunk, he didn't realize it. I was so upset and angry. I lit him up. Right
what?
There and
what's
then.
The first thing you said?
I said, are you blanking kidding me? Have some decency and some respect. This has got to be a joke. Like, I literally lit up the DMs and Snapchat, and then he deleted it right away.
Of course.
But word was already out because
everyone
it was
screenshotted
on.
Screenshots had already happened.
So it was just in the background, like
it
best.
Was just in the background, okay. And the girl ended up like breaking up with her boyfriend who she kind of cheated on. So, yeah.
Thanks, Snapchat.
Crazy.
It's more than bunny filters. 833-563-2539. This is what we're looking for. The juicy stories about something that got posted, maybe by somebody you know, or you did it yourself, whether you intended to or not, and it caused some drama with a capital D.
And if you tried to take it down really fast, did you get it down fast enough, or did someone still see the post? Let us know what happened.
We are going to be live on our Instagram. It's Radio Now AM Show. We're going to be doing that for Dare Dice coming up. Mackenzie was the big loser last week because Porkchop was on vacation. So.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We'll see how that goes coming up here on Radio Now. A guy should ask women this question on the first date. That's according to a dating etiquette coach. I want you to call in, gentlemen and ladies, if you agree or disagree with this question. The number is 833-563-2539. A dating etiquette coach says men should ask women for a kiss on the first date.
I think that the main focus is asking a girl to kiss them.
Yeah, I think it's a question you have to do.
Like, can I kiss you or can I have a kiss?
Yeah, like, Mackenzie, can I give you a kiss? Not like Porkchop. Hey, you want to make out and like see how far our tongues can go down each other's throats?
I think it's a little awkward, though. I feel like he should just kiss you. I mean, you would just read the moment.
833-563-2539. That's why we bring it up and we ask this question. The dating etiquette coach says that men should ask a woman for a kiss on the first date. If she says no, what do you guys think that means?
That means that she's either not interested or she's just not ready to take it to that level.
She says it's a pretty good indicator, Liv, that they may not want a second date.
Right.
She says, you definitely don't want to kiss everybody in a kind of an open social setting. If you do go in for the kiss or ask, it needs to be more private and secluded.
And what if you want to say no? Like, if I don't like the guy, but he's like, can I have a kiss? I feel weird. Be like,
but you shouldn't.
No.
You should just say no.
But here's the thing. That's how you get yourself in uncomfortable situations.
Yes.
My boyfriend currently did this on our very first date. He was dropping me off at my apartment, and we were sitting in his car talking for a while, and then he finally was like, can I kiss you? And I said, finally, yes. And then we kissed, and we kind of like, there was a little bit of tongue, and it was great, and it was amazing. There was so much chemistry. But I was like, hell yes, asking consent. Love it.
Oh, well, yeah, no, I think that's great. I think it could be sweet and endearing, or it could be awkward. I don't know.
Well, it's awkward if you don't ask for it, then they go for it. Let's go to Crystal this morning. Hey, Crystal, can I kiss you?
No.
Okay.
See, that I just need to be more like Crystal.
See, was that hard? Crystal and I both have an acceptance here.
Smacked across the face.
Now,
no.
Crystal, what do you think, though? Should a guy, like as dating coach says, should ask in the first date for a kiss?
I don't think he necessarily has to, but it is appreciated.
Have you had some of
that? My husband actually didn't ask, but he said, I would like to kiss you.
See, I love
that. And then
that.
He did.
I would love to kiss you. I mean, that's so awesome.
Hold on, let me try it. Crystal, I would like to kiss you.
No.
Okay. Yes, Crystal.
I tried both techniques. It didn't work. Okay, Crystal, thank you. Thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate your call at 833-563-2539.
That is hot, though, if a guy's like, I would love to kiss you. I mean, if you're feeling him.
You know what I think is sweet?
What?
If you can tell that the person wants to kiss you, but you still ask them. And, like, I would pretend to be, like, all nervous. I'd be like, so is it cool if I kiss you?
Your game makes me feel so uncomfortable.
Yeah, it does. Like, I don't know how you ever get a kiss out of anybody.
He gets this, like, crazed look in his eye. Like,
yeah, no kidding.
Crazy.
Yeah, poor chap, you are a little bit. Hey, do you mind if I kiss you and lick your skin? What?
Ew.
Good morning. Who's this?
Kelly.
Kelly, hey, can I kiss you?
No.
Okay.
I don't think my other half would appreciate that.
I'm just trying out this technique that they're saying. What do you think about that? With your other half or maybe people in the past, was it a first date, can I kiss you? How did it go down?
I don't know that I've ever actually been asked the question, but I think if a guy comes in, kind of approaches invading your personal space, but then hesitates, I think that's a good way to ask for permission before you just do.
Yeah.
So wait, awkwardly hover in front of your mouth, but don't do anything.
Well, I think it's kind of sexy because it gives the person on the receiving end the option to kind of
pull back if they don't want to. Yeah.
What do you do? Do you just like hold your mouth and you're just like, you blow them away, like, get out of here.
I feel like I'm just like a kissable person. I don't know. People try to kiss me kiss me all the time.
Oh, wow. Brag much? Okay.
No, but I just feel like I'm like really friendly.
Josh, will you kiss Mackenzie through the phone?
Kiss me through the phone.
I don't know. We'd have to read the moment, right? I feel like going into it with a predetermined, like, test for the girl on whether or not, like, if she kisses you, then you've got some predetermined, mood that she was in or how she felt about the moment is a bad way to look at it. And you should just kind of go with the flow of the situation more.
You know what I love when he's like, oh, you're such an amazing kisser. I love that affirmation.
Wait, before you kiss?
I know that, but I like to hear that.
Wait, so hold on. Josh, thank you for the call.
Sorry,
are you humble bragging right now about how do you know you're such a good kisser?
No,
how many people you've been kissing?
Not lately. I'm just saying, I'm a kissable person. Like, when I first start, when I went on my first, like, not lately, but I'm just saying, yeah, people, when I went on my first, like, slew of, like, first dates, people always were just kissing on me. I'm just a friendly person.
I'm a passionate kisser.
Oh, gosh. We don't
want to
know.
Why does it sound so weird when he says it?
Like, this is not right. Why can Mackenzie be?
I don't know.
There's a double standard.
There sure is.
It's because Mackenzie's a 10 and you're like a 7.5.
Oh, that's
wait, out of 100? Or what are we doing with that scale for Fork Shot?
I'm like, thanks,
Liz. I'm down with the 7.5.
Oh, God. I do not ever.
I'm being nice, by the way.
I just imagine Pork Chop awkwardly hanging around. So, would you like me to kiss you?
Can I just say, as a rule of thumb, you should always ask before you do, because you can't assume what the other person is thinking or feeling. Just ask. Consent always.
Or just play spin the bottle.
No, we are
not. You just
not
like
in
bust out a
grade.
Bottle you have in your back pocket. Guess what? It's you and me.
Oh, man, I'm so excited / nervous. My butt's puckering. Hey, it's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show.
I don't want to hear that.
We are live on Instagram, Radio Now AM Show. If you don't already, I would like to ask you to follow the show, Radio Now AM Show, and then find everybody on there, too. You know Porkchop will try to get his social media out there, but you can find the whole gang on there. Make sure you give us a follow. It's all at one place, Radio Now AM Show. Now, Live the Web Girl, we're live on Instagram. Is anybody already hating on me saying, I hope Drill Rules are one?
Not yet, but it'll come.
Okay,
don't
good.
Don't you worry, but I want to go first, by the way.
Okay, so Liv is up.
So Liv the Web Girl is going to roll. Now, here's the thing. Don't do it yet. There is 1 through 6 on the dice. You want to get the highest number. 6 is great. 1 is terrible. Anywhere in between, you're kind of risking. Because whoever gets the lowest number will face the box of shame tomorrow.
I'm so scared.
What did you roll
scared.
Last week? Do you remember?
I rolled, I think, a 5. And it was the highest I had ever rolled. Come on, sweet baby Jesus. Come on, come on, come on.
She rolls a 5!
Yeah!
Another 5! Live the Web Girl.
Yeah, baby!
All right, who is next?
I will go.
Ooh, okay. Mackenzie. Now, Mackenzie, last week, what did you roll? Because you lost.
I don't want to talk about it.
What'd you roll, 1?
It's a new day. I got new vibes. I'm on the live vibes. So she just rolled a 5. Okay.
Come on. I want Mackenzie
come
to
on,
have a...
Come on, come on, come on. I don't want to do it again.
Give her a 2. A 2.
6, 6, 6.
All right, that's the devil's number.
I don't mean to say that.
A 1!
1! 1! 1! 1! 1! 1! 1!
Why does this always happen
Yay!
To me? Always.
I feel like a champ.
Bring on the excuses. Guys, I have to go film a TV commercial.
Guys,
I can't do anything
can't
that's good.
No, you know what? Now someone else needs to get a 1 so we can have a roll-off.
Oh, knowing my luck.
Roll-off. Right.
Roll-off.
Roll
off.
Hold
on. Pork Chop, would you like to roll?
Or do no, you want- yes! No, Joe, we'll keep the suspense of a roll-off with me last.
Okay, here we go. Anything but a 1 sounds fun. About
1, 1, 1, 1!
Give me a 2!
A
2! I rolled a 2!
Oh,
boy. Barely.
So unless Pork Chop poops the bed.
No, I don't
how
want
many,
to do it.
How many ones? I've rolled so many ones.
I'm so nervous. Pork Chop, save
me. Good job, Mackenzie. Good job. A big old one-arino. All right, okay. Now listen. Ugh. If Pork Chop rolls a 1, him and Mackenzie will have a roll-off. If not...
If not,
that means that Mackenzie tomorrow will have to face the box of shame for the second week in a row. Assuming the role of Pork Chop now is the designated loser on the show.
I am just like, okay, are we ready?
Let's
roll?
Do it.
Let's try it.
Here we go.
Pork Chop.
3, 2, 1.
All right, Pork Chop rolled a 6.
Oh my God, I'm gonna cry. Pork Chop, why don't you
put
love
your
me?
Shirt on? Put your shirt on. All right.
Pork Chop, what is happening today? Pork Chop rolls a 6. I'm a 1 for the second time in a row.
And I have never.
You have a 2.
I rolled a 2. I've never lost dare dice ever.
I was relieved. Liv was off the hook, and then I thought I'll get on this vibe. Boom.
All right. How's everybody on Instagram? Are they all hating on me? Or are they excited
no.
that Mackenzie's the big loser?
Everyone wanted you to roll a 1. And everyone wanted you to do the box of shame.
Hang on, guys. Here, I got something for you on Instagram. Here's a 1.
Oh, my gosh.
He just flicked everyone off. Now, I feel like your punishment, Sophie, you should take my place.
Not happening. You could suggest what we should have in the box of shame. We will do that tomorrow at this time. We'll have Mackenzie reach into the box of shame and find out what her punishment is and do it live on the air.
Why?
Do you need another one? I can give you one more. I got to know that I'm not alone. 833-563-2539. If you have a story or maybe you saw this happen, can you please call in 833-563-2539? Because I was so embarrassed. I talked about this on air a few weeks ago. Somebody, I don't know if they wrote my information down when they took my card at a drive-through or if somebody just found it on the internet, but one of my my debit cards got jacked up and they took like a couple $100 off and I had to get a new card. And they told me it was all set. I went on, I activated my my card, and I put the PIN in there on my phone. And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go buy some stuff with my fun money. I was gonna get like some drinks for the morning show, like some energy drinks. I go to pay for it. It's like $10 or $11 for these three or four drinks. Denied.
Aww.
It's like, sir,
that's embarrassing.
Sir, sorry, yeah. Your card's declined. And all these people are behind me, and this is so awkward. And of course, everybody, when their cars decline, it's like, oh, I swear there's money. But everything's, oh, pff, he doesn't have $5. Or he doesn't have $2 or $10 or whatever the cost is. 833-563-2539. I want you to call in this morning, and I want to know exactly what happened. What did you try to buy, but you got denied? It could be a very, very small amount. Or maybe you had like $400 worth of groceries, and you got like, oh. I'm reliving a bad moment. Have you guys ever tried to buy like a big expensive thing and got denied? Because I have too.
Yeah. I went to when I was in Las Vegas. So we had the... So here's the thing, and this is a word to the wise. If you go on vacay or something, so we had a bunch of people in the huge suite up top, but I was the first to arrive. Well, heads up, when you arrive, they want you to put all the nights down on your card.
Oh,
I'm talking
up front?
Thousands of dollars because we were staying for an extended period.
Yeah, pay up
front.
And
it was bad news. And I was like, oh, can I just, I was like, let me just do a night until everyone else gets here.
So you had to pay for it all?
No, I convinced them to let me just do one night. I mean, because it would have been like insane. Oh. Yeah. But you, and then, and on top of that, then you have to do all the, like the extras and all the things. So it would have been. Yeah.
Live the web, girl, not to cast doubt upon you, but I feel like you've had this happen where you've been denied before. Am I wrong?
Oh, my gosh. I have been denied so many times, and I never knew my password to my, like, debit card account.
Oh, no.
So I would just keep spending and going until I got denied because
you're
I didn't know my password, so I had no idea how much money I had in there. And one time when I was in college, I decided to take my boyfriend out to dinner because he had just studying for a big exam into dental school. And so I decided to take him out on a date, and we had this nice sushi date, ordered so much sushi, some alcoholic drinks, all of this stuff. I give him my card and it comes back and it was denied. So then he ended up having to pay for it.
833-563-2539. I want to hear the situation. Don't be embarrassed. We've all been there.
Yeah, we've all been there. I mean, it happens to everybody.
Big or small, what were you trying to buy? And then you ended up getting denied. Kayla, hey, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What were you trying to buy?
So it was actually my boyfriend. It was college Halloween time. So we're at Goodwill, and my boyfriend gets his card denied for like a $3 purchase at Goodwill.
Oh my gosh.
And he has another card, and it gets denied again.
Were they nice about it? At least we're like, oh, bar machine's acting funny today. I mean, usually they're sweet, right?
No. They kind of were just like looking at us like, okay. And he's like, okay, that has to be wrong. Gets a new card. It happens again. Wasn't wrong.
Well, I mean, it's the Goodwill. Did they do something, like, good?
Did they have Goodwill? Right.
No, I had to buy it.
Oh, there you go. And that's the thing, too. It's like, I wonder who's got the lowest amount. Like, did somebody try to buy, like, a 99-cent Arizona iced tea? You get declined for that? Because I know it's happened for people. I think the big thing, too, it's like, you ever been in a situation where you're trying to get groceries? Because groceries, even if you're single, can be $100. If you got a family, those can be $200, $300, $400, $500. Like, if you're buying a bunch of food, I remember my mom back as a kid would spend $300. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then declined.
Yeah. And that's the worst if you have, I mean, because think about the situation. You have all the food, all the stuff on the belt.
It's
and you
terrible.
Have, you have to put all that stuff back, or did they just bag it up and
oh,
wait?
If that was the case, I would be like, I'll be right back, and then I would never come back. Rebecca, hey, good morning. You're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Thanks for calling in at 833-563-2539. What you want to say? Like, what's your story?
Hey, good morning, guys. So I don't know if you're familiar with the Venmo card. It's kind of like a PayPal. Well, I didn't realize it was like a weekly usage that you can use. So I ran into the grocery store yesterday to get my kids their lunches for the week because we're so busy during the week. So that's pretty much all I get. And I get to the register and it said declined. And then the sweet lady's like, yeah, so your card's being declined and everybody's staring at me. And I'm like, aww. No, there's money on here. Hold on. Let me double check. So I go into my Venmo and I'm like, okay, I don't know what the problem is. So we swiped it again. Like, it's saying that the amount you're trying to use, like, you don't have enough funds. And she's saying it where everybody can hear. I'm like, that's not correct.
Oh, that's the worst. She's like, ma'am, I don't think you have enough money for this purchase.
That makes my heart hurt because that's just one of those situations where, come on, have some couth.
Ma'am, would you like to remove something from your basket? Aww. We can try to see if you won't be denied again. I want to make sure Jeremy, the stock boy in the back, can hear this too.
Right.
Oh, hey, thank you for calling in this morning. I'm glad we can all laugh about it now, but when that happens in the heat of the moment, that is the absolute worst.
It's okay. Just remember, everyone has been there. You're going to get through it. It's all good.
All right. Hey, thank you guys for your calls this morning. We really appreciate it. Oh, yeah, guys. We sound good.
Keep it up.
Okay. All right. Liv, hit that drum.
Get it, girl.
Wow, you guys are doing really good. Hey, it is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, not to be confused with the Jonas Brothers, even though... Oh, get that pork chop.
Yes.
Little guitar solo. Bam-ow, bam-ow. And we've got your chance all this week to win Jonas Brothers tickets. And today we also have meet and greet passes and... grand prize winner. You can qualify to be that. You actually get to fly away to see the Jonas Brothers in a secret location.
The ultimate Joe Bros experience.
In Pork Chop's basement. What? All right. We're going to play we're going to play catchphrase today. So we got to get a couple of teammates. Let's see here. We've got Ellen. Hey, Ellen. Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, do you want to be on Team Joe or Team Mackenzie for catchphrase?
Ooh, I'll go Team Joe.
Wow. I love you, but that was a terrible decision.
Ellen.
It's okay.
Cry.
I'm going to try my best.
Miranda
on line number 3. You're on Team Mackenzie.
Woo.
Eminem, baby. Let's do this.
All right. No nuts. Here we go.
Wait, what?
Like there's peanut M&Ms and there's...
I got it.
You guys need to just have some fun on the weekend. I don't know what's going on with you. Hey, let's play the game, but we have to decide who's going to go first. Is it going to be Mackenzie and Miranda or Ellen and Joe? Ladies always get to choose. So.
Okay, I want my beautiful teammate Miranda to choose. Would you like to go first, doll, or second?
Let's go second.
Okay.
Okay, so that means that me and Ellen are going to go. Here's the rules. We have until the catchphrase buzzer goes off. Now, this is where it gets tricky, Ellen. Same thing for you, Miranda. You have to say the word exactly as it's written on my paper. So if I'm like, keep going, then maybe you're really close to set a different way. You can pass one time. That's it. So be careful when you do use your pass. Whoever has the most words right at the end wins. In the event of a tie, producer Porkchop will explain the rules with no further delay. All right, guys, quit playing. Thank you. Let's begin the catchphrase game. It's going to be Joe and Ellen. And my list of words, by the way, are where?
I've got them right here, but I was just going to say, since we're doing a Jonas Brothers giveaway, that all these words are Jonas Brothers related.
Oh, a little twist.
I don't know if that helps or hurts me now. Okay, can I have my paper without looking at it? Thank you. All right, are you ready to go, Ellen?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. We're going to catchphrase coming down in 3, 2, 1, and go. Your brothers and sister are your what?
Siblings.
There we go. It's a stringed instrument you play. It's got 6 of them.
Guitar.
Yep. NSYNC, Backstreet Boy. What are they?
Boy band.
There we go.
All right, that doesn't count.
What do you mean?
He said Backstreet Boys. He said the word.
Oh, that is so stupid. Okay. LL Cool J. He said, don't call it a blank blank.
Popo?
No. It's like when you were gone for a while, but then you return. Don't call it a...
Pass.
Okay. Something you put in your mouth, you lick. There's like the Tootsie Roll Owl.
Lollipop?
What's
popsicle?
No, but what is that though? Similar to a lollipop. Jonas Brothers song.
Oh, crap.
I'm a blank for you.
Sucker.
Yes, there we go. Okay. Walt Blank World. Like Mickey Mouse. All those places are where?
Disney.
Here we go. Okay, a large place where people watch games. A sporting...
Ah, that was good for you, Joe. That was...
Woo!
You got 4 points, Joe. That's good.
Joe is crumbling up the paper.
You skipped on comeback, by the way. Maybe I would have said something like in a sporting event when someone's like far behind and they catch up.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was like, don't call it a comeback. Ugh, I've been here for years. Rigging my peers. Duh, 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 duh.
Yeah.
Sorry. Right, and I messed up boy band because like NSYNC, Backstreet. And I was
Backstreet,
like,
Boys.
Hey,
boy
that
band.
Wasn't bad. It's not like you got one.
So. How did we do? How did we do?
Four.
Okay.
Decent,
not too bad.
For sure. All right. Okay, so, Miranda.
Are you ready?
Okay.
All right.
Ladies, catchphrase in 3, 2, 1, go.
A guy gets down on one knee and proposes with this
ring.
Yes. Okay. Pass. Okay. LL blank J.
Cool.
Yes.
That.
Ooh, that is blank hot.
So?
Ooh, it's so hot it's gonna blank ya. It's blank.
Burn.
And then
burning.
Yes. Okay, Nick and Jessica. Okay, if you're just newly married, you're considered.
Skip.
Why?
You said newly. Keep
no,
going.
I said Nick and Jessica.
You said our newly.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, you got to go to your 50th high school
reunion.
Kids go away for a week or two and some for summer
vacation.
Another word. They have counselors. They build tents.
Sorry?
They build tents. They make fires. Okay, another.
Oh my gosh.
Camp.
What?
It's a tie
win.
Game. Yes! It's 4-4.
Oh, it's a tie.
Yes. Okay.
It's a tie. Okay.
So we do overtime?
Yeah, we do overtime.
We do overtime. Yes.
I hope we don't need these words.
Miranda, we're still in the game. Okay, we got this.
It's okay. We're warming up here, okay. Ellen. I got faith that we're about to win some Joe Bro tickets.
Okay,
yes,
now.
Please.
This is how we're going to do the tie.
So I've got three generic
He's ready
words.
For a tie?
Yeah.
Look at this producer pork chop. Okay.
Three generic words, and right. I've got a stopwatch. It's whoever gets all three the fastest.
Wait, together or one at a time?
You're going to go with your person, then Joe will go with his person.
Yeah, so you get all three of your words, then I'll go.
Miranda, head in the game for Joe Bros. We got this.
Mackenzie.
So I just have to guess three words?
That's right.
Yep.
Mackenzie and Miranda are in your marks.
Okay.
Get set. Go.
Oh, no. I tumbled down the stairs. I blunked down.
Fell.
Yes. Oh, stop being shy. Highlight it. B. Go out there. Maybe make those letters bigger and brighter and more.
Courageous.
Pass. Oh my gosh, pumpkin spice latte. You're so
basic.
Yes. Okay. This other one. Not thin. When you're doing letters of font, you want to make them stand out. So you make them
thick.
Another word.
Bold.
Yes.
Yes.
28.78 seconds. That's what you need to beat, Joe.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You got bold. That was a very tough word, Miranda.
Ellen, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Coming down in 3, 2, 1. Let's catchphrase. Meet me in the blank.
Meet me in the back?
No, it's a spot. Not the top, the bottom. In a sandwich. It's between the bread. What's that area?
In middle.
Yes, okay. You need this in your phone to power anything. It's a source of energy. It's a what?
Power cord.
But what
power
is it?
Source.
But what is it, though?
Charger.
What's it called, though? Like AA,
charger.
AAA, AA, AAA?
Oh, battery.
There we go. A blank and nail. Like you use this to
Rocket.
Hit a... No, you use it to hit like something into a wall. Blank...
Hammer.
Yes, 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 yes.
You missed it by 4 seconds,
yeah!
Joe.
No! 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 No way! Oh, my God. That is trash. All right. Hey, congratulations.
Miranda!
Congratulations going out to Miranda this morning. You and Mackenzie are the big winners of the Jonas Bro tickets plus the meet and greet, and you're qualified for the grand prize.
Woo!
Ellen, I tried. I'm so sorry, but you have another chance. Maybe you'll get through this week, and maybe you'll get to play. We're doing it all this week around 8:10 here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
That was intense.
All right. Oh, hey, good morning. Gotta tell me when the mics are on.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe, Mackenzie, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and you. 833-563-2539 is our number. So a man agreed to donate a kidney to his fiance's brother. Here's the problem, guys. They're no longer engaged. They actually have called off the engagement, and that donation's supposed to happen soon. Is it okay for the guy to back out of donating a kidney that would have been his future brother-in-law? And I got more stories, like more details for it, but just hearing that alone, 833-563-2539, I would love to get your thoughts. Here's the full story. This guy was engaged to this girl. They were dating for 5 years, and they were going to get married, I guess, sometime in, like, 2020.
Okay.
Well, somebody showed him, like, a recording, a video. I don't know if it was somebody jealous or what, but it was her saying that she still loves her ex, and she was only with him because he was the better choice. Which I've heard of girls like, well, I don't want to say, like the guy, but he's better than the other ones I have out there. You know, like, he's not the perfect
well,
one, but
there's
something
like
better.
Well, and sometimes it's, like, on paper. Also,
yes,
he's a provider, he's more secure, maybe I'm not in love with him, but my life will be better.
So he did the tough thing, he confronted her, and she admitted, yeah, that's true, I actually said that. So he called off the wedding, and he broke up with her. But once again, before this happened, he agreed to donate his kidney to his fiance's brother. He explained that the brother has kidney failure and needs a transplant as soon as possible. He's not really close to the brother. I mean, he kind of thought maybe they'd be closer eventually if they became family. And he was going to do it, because it's his fiance and just to help out the family. That makes sense. When you do have that bond, your brother, like your brother-in-law becomes your brother. Your sister-in-law becomes your sister.
Right.
But that ain't happening because it's over. And now he's like, do I go through with this or not? I know this sounds terrible, but I say no. You do not go through with it. 833-563-2539. Mackenzie, you just did a big gulp.
Well, I totally get what you're saying. I'd have to think about this for a hot second just because the letdown of not going through with it. I mean, the hope gone, right? On the other side, but...
Yeah. I mean, growing up, I had a friend, and his dad, thank God, got a kidney transplant, but he was on, like, dialysis, like, all the time and barely made it. And I would hate to see somebody pass away, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know, like, if I die, I'll donate my organs, but if I'm still alive, I would like to keep them, like, because who knows what will happen with my other kidney? Like, I want to make sure my kidneys are good.
You
never know what could happen. Mm-hmm. And if you give your other one away, then, like, there's no guarantee.
That's true.
I say you have to go through with it.
Really? He made the promise or the commitment, and he has to stick to it now?
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't imagine all the bad karma that would come his way if he was like, oh, just kidding, because you split. I'm not going to do it. Like,
yeah.
That's absolutely terrible.
It's not his fault. It's the guy's sister's fault. He needs to be mad at his sister for lying and being with the guy.
What a predicament.
I would do it.
833-563-2539. Mackenzie, you make the commitment. Are you going to do it?
I would do it because I said I would follow through.
All right, am I just the cold-hearted person here? Am I the person that has no soul?
I feel like that's kind of a no takes back kind of thing.
I think if you're actually on the operating table, you can't say no then. But
right?
If he's not actually there getting surgically prepped, I think it's okay. 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Morning. It is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What would you do if you were in this guy's situation? He was engaged to this girl. They were together for 5 years, and then somebody presented him with a situation saying that, yeah, she is with him just because he's the better option, but she kind of likes her ex.
Yeah.
Awkward. He's like, well, he confronted her. She said, yeah, that's true. So he called it off. And that's not a big deal, calling off an engagement. The question is this, is that he agreed before the engagement to actually donate his kidney to his future brother-in-law. So now he's like, do I do this or do I not do this? 833-563-2539.
He's the sucker here because he was engaged with her for 5 years. Bro, that's a red flag. If you are engaged for 5 years and you still not have gotten married, he should have known.
Well, he needs to donate it. Maybe I didn't phrase it correctly. They've been together for 5 years. They're recently engaged. So it wasn't a five-year engagement. She's a sucker for sticking on that long.
The dilemma is that he's made the commitment. This person, it could save their life, and they're waiting for it. And now should he pull out or not?
Alicia, good morning. You're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning
Good
Show.
Morning.
What do you think?
So, I would say definitely go through with it. I mean, it's not every day that you get to save somebody else's life. And finding a match for things like those, you know, it takes time. So to tell somebody, like, yeah, I'm going to give you a kidney and then back out of it, I mean, it would just crush the person. So regardless of their situation, I would say go through with it.
Even if somebody, like, kind of, like, ruined it with you and your relationship, you would still do it?
Yeah, absolutely, because it has nothing to do with her. It's her brother, not her.
Wow, you are such a good person. I feel like a turd. Thank you, Alicia, for the call.
Thanks, Alicia.
Let's go to Andrew this morning on line two. Andrew, you giving up that kidney after this happens?
No. He wasn't that close to the brother, so he obviously did it for the fiancé. But that's not even the biggest issue here. It's that you can die from donating an organ, either on the table or afterwards from complications, from infections. It's not here you go. Here's my kidney, whatever. It's a very difficult and long process, and you could die from it.
So that's a great thing to consider.
So you're saying it's not even worth the risk if there's no longer there. It's like, why even put yourself in that situation? Hey, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. We'll say hi to Courtney. Courtney, what do you think? Are you going to donate this kidney after the situation changes?
I definitely would. I don't think there should be stipulations on saving someone's life. And if you agreed to it, it shouldn't have been because you're marrying into the family. It should have been because you're wanting to genuinely help someone and save their life.
But okay, that's true. And morally, you're totally right. I'm not saying you're wrong, but I want you to step back for a second. You're telling me there's not any chance at all that you would change your mind if this situation happened to you. You wouldn't have second thoughts?
Absolutely not. I'm not saying I would ever donate any organs. It would have to be a very special person in my life to donate that. But once you make that decision, that's it. Like, that's the decision you made. It's cut and dry.
Would you even have made that donation in the first place? Like, if it was like your future sister or brother-in-law, you would have said no.
No. No.
Okay,
good. If I'm not close to them, absolutely not.
All right, well, then you're not an angel then. At least I want to make sure you weren't perfect.
And Joe, I get what you're saying because you're like, well, you might never even see that person again anymore. Like, you thought you'd see them the rest of your life. So I understand how you would be skittish. However, I do agree if you made the commitment, you should go through with it.
All right, Courtney, thank you for calling. Real quick, before I get to Amy, Mackenzie, will you donate an organ if I need it now?
Sure.
All right, she's committed. Save that audio. I will sue you in court before I die. Amy, good morning. You're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. You giving up that kidney, or what are you doing?
No, I'm keeping my kidney.
Look at you, you selfish person, you.
She says with a laugh. I love it.
I'm glad you're calling in, because everybody makes me feel like I'm such a terrible person. And first of all, if you didn't know this, I've talked about it. I have my donor card on my ID. When I die, take everything. Take my eyeballs, take my whole body. Don't take my junk, because nobody would want that. Other than that,
you can
have it, and I think you should be a donor. But I agree with you, not doing it.
I think he should back out because I genuinely think he wanted to do it out of the love of his fiance.
I think you're right.
And that was the only reason.
That's a
great
point.
Especially since he considered that he said that he wasn't close to his future brother-in-law. He only did it because he loved his fiance.
Do you think, as far as close, like if anybody on the show, like Liv, Mackenzie, or Porkchop needed a kidney, should I give it to him or probably not?
I think you should consider it.
Like, if I only could pick one person, who should get my kidney?
I plead the fifth.
Let me ask you, if you needed a kidney, who on the shows would you want?
Ooh, that's an easy one.
Not Liv's.
Yeah, no kidding. That thing is destroyed.
I would take Liv's.
Wow.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, good. It'll last for like 2 weeks. There you go.
Yeah.
Hope you got a warranty. Hey, thank you for calling in. We'll wrap things up with Denise. Hey, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What do you think this guy, kind of a tough pickle situation, the engagement's off, and now he does not want to donate his kidney to his would have been future brother-in-law?
I think he should go through with the, you know, like the previous caller said, it is the gift of life. He had to have made the decision based on how he felt. You know, he felt like he was a giver. Obviously, he is the better choice. So why he would call off an engagement because of something she said? Women say stupid stuff all the time. Oh, he's, you know, everyone has a plan B. But he was the better choice. And of course he is, because he chose to give away an organ. So of course he should go through with it. And just sounds like there's something more to the story. It
sounds like she had a plan B for her man, but she didn't have a plan B for her brother's kidney. So
I know. And can you believe the turmoil that she'll go through all the years if he doesn't go through with it? I mean, her brother could literally die because of something stupid that she said.
That's true.
So what do we learn today? Ladies, you need to be careful what you say.
I feel
always,
like everyone
always
does.
Always come back and bite you in the butt.
Yes.
Exactly. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it.
You want to hear something crazy?
Yes, I love crazy.
I'm on the bone marrow registry for like a bone marrow transplant. Yeah, they say they stick like a huge needle in your bone, and ugh. But if someone needs my bone marrow, I got you.
Wow, do you donate plasma and all that?
Oh, you know what? Actually, now that we think of it, I don't know if I'm allowed to.
I don't think you're allowed to either.
Because I don't think the guys thing.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't
but
know that.
If they want
gay?
My bro, yeah, gay.
You can say gay on the radio. No, I you'd have to check on that to make sure. But I know back in the day there used to be certain restrictions on that.
No, well, I got you. I got bone marrow for you.
Bone marrow. Wow, good for look at.
Wow, breaking.
He's our angel, producer Porkchop.
To be fair, I don't know if I want any of Porkchop's bodily stuff. I don't know if I want his bone marrow. I don't know if I want his plasma, platelets.
Still give it to you to save you, Joe.
Yeah, you're going to need his blood one day.
Yeah, one day you'll see.
You'll need it.
What kind of blood type are you, by the way?
Oh, I have no idea.
Ragu? I'm kidding. That's me. Whatever you make fun of me as a fat kid. Hey, guess what? Dumb people do dumb things, and that's why we have the dummy of the day. It's coming up next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh yeah.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Well, well, well. A Pennsylvania couple is facing some theft charges after their bank accidentally deposited $120,000 into their account. Could you imagine? You're like, well, hello, 120 G's. Nice
Best
to meet
day
you.
Ever.
Yeah, well, instead of contacting the bank about the deposit, they spent most of the money in 2.5 weeks. So the bank didn't even catch on. How do they not notice, like, wow, there's thousands of dollars of activity and these people have no money usually? if there's more like $1,000 in my account, you know something's wrong.
First thing you would do.
Oh, boy.
Where are you going shopping? What are you doing?
I'm paying off my wife's student loans.
Well, that's responsible.
Honestly, that's my biggest thing. Mackenzie, as you learning to get to know me, like, I would like to buy stuff, but I'm the cheapest guy in the world. So, like, if I don't know, I think I just would pay off all my debt, and I'm like a end-of-the-world person, so I'd save up all my money for a rainy day.
No. I mean, yes, saving is good.
No, what about you, though?
I have, like, a little fun.
What'd you go out and buy?
I'm the opposite. I'm like, live it up, baby, which gets me in trouble. I'm trying to be more responsible.
Liv would buy $120,000 worth of White Claw as much as possible. She's like, I'm buying everything that's
you
left.
P.S. My fridge is still stocked. Mm. We need to sell those on the black market because
yes.
they're out.
Well, here's what the couple did. They bought an SUV, 2 four-wheelers, a camper, a car trailer.
Dang.
They also used money on bills, car repairs. They purchased things, and they gave $15,000 to friends in need of money. Now, at least they did
yes.
one thing nice. Now, here's the thing. The bank, they're not totally dumb. They realized there was a mistake. It transferred the $120,000 to the correct account. The bank contacted the couple and told them, hey, you got to pay back $107,000 in overdraft fees that you have incurred. Well, after not reaching back out to the bank, despite several attempts, the bank reached out to them and the police, and they're now facing felony theft charges.
Oh, man.
That
Shouldn't
ain't
they
good.
Get a little gimme money, little like, hey, it wasn't our mistake, it was yours?
I would say, yeah, that could be a little bit of a problem. So those right there are your dummies of the day, here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Coming up next on the show, well, to be honest with you, I got no idea what we're doing next. So hang on. It's going to be fun and exciting, I'll tell you that much. It's Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Around the room and ask everybody their thoughts on if this is a good idea, and I want the honest reaction, but I would like you, maybe you actually are doing what I'm considering doing, 833-563-2539, and not to get too personal if it's something that you don't want to say your name, you could be anonymous, but I think, you know what, this could be a good idea. Mackenzie, let me give you a little brief story about myself.
Okay.
I'm very thankful for my job. I make decent money. I can't complain about that at all. I've worked hard to get where I'm at, but I'm always in a, like, money-feared mentality as far as, like, I'm always afraid it's going to be gone and that I'll never have enough, and that's therapy going back to my childhood. That being said, we have a whole day ahead of us. I mean, you don't, but, like, you're doing TV commercials, but when I'm out of work around 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock when my day's done, we have other events every now and then, but I pretty much have a free day, like, where I could be doing another job.
Well, don't discredit that you got up at like 3 a.m.
Oh, and I'm not. But my point is, though, it's just like, what can I do to make money? When they first started doing those scooter things like birds and all that,
right.
I was doing that, but and I was making great money. I was making like $50 a night to side hustle cash.
I'm all about the side hustle. I have lots of side hustles cooking. I always say never put all your eggs in one basket.
Okay.
Ever.
Well, then 833-563-2539. I have a basket I want to put my eggs in, some of them, but I don't know if this is the best thing. I was driving by. I won't say the place, but there was a pizza place that says drivers, they're having open interviews this week, and they say up to $14 per hour, which for some side money, just driving around, dropping off pizza, slanging the pie. That sounds like a hell of a deal to me. $14 an hour?
Now, you can't just steal the pizzas. Like,
no,
you have to actually
okay.
deliver. You can't take like a slice or two out here and there.
You are not the first person to bring that up. But I'm wondering, 833-563-2539, if you guys think that's a decent idea. Because I got to figure out, because it has to be like weekdays. But I'm wondering how much they pay. I've heard you can make decent money delivering pizzas. Like, anybody have any thoughts?
You could go for it. I think it would be fun. I'm just thinking, honestly, selfishly, of show material. I would like you to do it for the show. And I think you should have, like, Big Joe's pepperoni cart, and you go around and deliver pizza.
All right.
That would be awesome. Like, you should have a vehicle branded that you go around in.
What about you, Liv?
Okay, so I'm against this for a couple of reasons. One, I'm all for you getting another job because I think, you know, you could use your time better, and also I think it would make you feel more motivated in other aspects of your life. I just think it would be good for you. Two, though, I don't think it should be this job because I think it should be a job that has you on your feet where maybe you're walking around, whatever it is, because you are trying to lose weight.
True.
And so you're going to have less time to work out because of this second job. So it might as well be a job where you're on your feet instead of just sitting in a car driving around. And two, it's going to tempt you. You're going to smell all that amazing pizza, and you're going to see all that amazing pizza. You're probably going to get a discount.
I have a solution.
And it's probably going to tempt you, and you're trying to lose some weight.
First of all, real quick, I want to hear your thing. Liv, you really think I'm going to open up the box of pizza?
No.
I'm like, I can't stop myself.
No. I don't think that. I think that at the end of the day, when you're going in to clock in and there's an extra pie that they have that's left over, or you know you have your discount, so it'll be cheap, you're going to end up buying one to take home.
Okay, Mackenzie, what did you want to say?
I think the solution to this is you deliver pizzas on a bike. So you're getting your exercise, you're hoisting the, it can be like a, hear me out. It's almost like a pedicab. Have you guys seen a pedicab in the city? You could also do that. You can give people rides around the city, you're biking, and provide them pizza on the trip. Boom, huge tips, exercise. There you go. You're welcome.
Where are my pizza delivery drivers at this morning? I want to hear from you. 833-563-2539. And like I said, if you want to be anonymous, that's fine. But I'm wondering, is there some money to be made? Because if I could make an extra $1,000 or $1,500 a month, oh my gosh, that would be huge. I could pay off my wife's car. We could put that towards, you know, like paying off student loans.
There you go.
Okay. If my wife's listening, a vacation.
Yes.
Fine. We could actually go on a vacation if you wanted to do that. Liv, I mean, like if pizza's not the right thing, is there another job you would recommend I do?
You could always work in like a daycare like I did at a gym.
Be a manny.
Yeah, you could do that. Or you could even just work in a gym. That's what I did. It's a lot of like on your feet. You're walking around. You're doing things. You're showing people around.
You know how you make the real money, Joe?
How do I make the real money?
You got to get into this mentality. All the like millionaires, even a billionaire I've interviewed, you got to make your money, they say, work for you. So you got to invest. You have to be smart with your money.
Invest
in properties, invest in just make investments, that type of thing. If you want to make the real cash, but it's a gamble, so you got to put money out there to make it.
All right, I want to get to all these calls. I'm going to get to one real quick. Kiki, and then I'm going to play a song real quick.
Is
Kiki,
it my mom?
Is this Mackenzie's mom?
Oh.
Yes.
It is?
No.
A different Kiki. Kiki's my mom's name as well.
All right,
well,
Kiki, what do you think? Do you drop off pizzas? Are you a pizza pie slanger?
No, I'm actually a waitress / a Lyft driver. I do Lyft and Uber.
Oh, cool.
How much money does that make like in a month, like for some side hustle stuff?
For Lyft and Uber, for my side hustle, I can bring in about $300 to $500, depending, you know, on what areas that I'm in.
Okay, and how many hours are you putting into that to make 3 to 5?
About six hours a day, 7. On the weekends, I do like an all-dayer because it's real busy on the weekends. You got people that want to go to parties. You have people that are traveling.
Okay, dope. Well, then maybe that's something I can consider.
I got to say, I feel safer. I love when I have a lady driver. Oh. I don't know what it is. I just get so excited. I think it just feels safer.
To be fair, if pork chops are standard for guy drivers, you probably would feel safer with a lady. Who is this, Kevin?
Yep.
Hey, Kevin. What's going on, man? Do you do pizza delivery, or what do?
I do. I actually do pizza delivery part-time. I've been doing it for like 4 years now. My main job, I make pretty good money, but I just work weekends. I make about $150 a night take-home. That's not including the $5 an hour they give you.
Okay, so when they say up to $14 an hour, does that probably mean like with tips?
Yeah, with tips and delivery and all that.
Oh, okay.
All right, cool, man. Now, do you get, you don't have to give me the location, but do you get any perks when you work there? Like, do you get free pizza and stuff?
Yeah, anytime pizza's messed up or something, they get it. You kind of get sick of the pizza after a while, but...
Impossible. Yeah. Impossible. Hey, Kevin, buddy, thank you for calling in this morning. I appreciate your call. All right, well, I think I'm going to look into this, guys. There's an open interview, and I think I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Really?
Guys.
You're going to do this?
Why? I have no shame, and I've had people like, what, do you need a second job? There's nothing wrong with anybody that works two or three jobs. You're hustling, you're busting your butt. Good for you getting it out there.
Do you guys know what minimum wage is now?
No, I have no clue.
In the
why.
State of Indiana? Guess.
What is it?
Guess. What an hour?
Nine.
$8.25.
It went from $7.25 June 30th of this year to $10 an hour.
Oh, my
God. That's minimum
wage.
All right,
guys, I'm clocking out right now. I'm going to get that pizza money. I want that pizza pizza. I want that pizza pie. I want that pizza money. All right, maybe I won't sing when I do it. Yeah. Producer Pork Chops, be a little punk. He won't tell us all the good details about
his boys.
All the good details are, I worked really hard yesterday, had a long day, so today I'm just going to relax and rest.
Let loose.
Maybe if you want to play some disc golf, Joe, but I will say I am like tripping off of this bang. I can't even finish it. I'm just
I'll finish it.
Finish it. I have a natural high on life, so I feel like me having this bang, my heart is like pounding.
I feel like you have some hot dates tonight or something. There's sense it.
How about that's the only thing you're banging, okay, is just that.
That's right.
Let's just keep it to that and we'll be okay. Now, we have to go around the room, of course, and see what is happening with everybody. Mackenzie, what's your Tuesday shaping out to be like?
I am so pumped. I'm going to be here for a while. We'll talk about what we have coming up, which is amazing, exciting. And then when I leave the radio station, I'm going to go for a personal training session at F3.
Ooh, what are you going to be working? Your booty?
I think...
Your buys, your tries?
I think all the things.
All right.
All the things.
Hi, Mackenzie. I'm your trainer. I want you just to work your butt.
Total body workout, please.
We're going to do 45 minutes of squats. There we go. That's it. Thank you. Sorry, that would be me as the perv trainer.
why Joe is not my trainer.
Hey, if you change your mind, I'm right here. I know a lot of workouts. Live the Web Girl, what do you got going on today for your Tuesday?
I've got a lot of stuff going on. I'm going to be super duper busy, but I also have to feed my friend's cat again.
No! Yeah. Sylvia!
Yeah, it didn't go great yesterday, so I'm hoping it goes a little bit better today. I have hope. I'm keeping positive, but her cat terrifies me.
All right. My wife still wants to know if you watch our dogs this weekend, so we have to talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
We'll pay you money.
Thinking about it.
But I'm afraid you'll lose my dogs and something bad will happen. Pork chop.
We'll talk about it.
You obviously told us about what's really happening today in your life, but what are you sharing on air to the people that you lie to every day?
I don't know what you're talking. I told you. I worked hard yesterday. I'm going to rest today. Maybe play some disc golf.
What else tonight, though? Get into the good stuff.
I don't know. I don't have any set plans for tonight.
Oh, notice how his voice cracked. I don't know his voice cracked right there.
It's the truth. I don't have any set plans for
What's
tonight.
What are possibility?
I don't know. I said I don't know. I don't know.
His
I don't...
face is so red.
Stop.
Are you excited? Because I know you've used up all your Grindr stuff. Are you excited that Facebook now has dating?
They do.
Oh. Well, it looks like I found his new activity.
How does the one married man on the show know about Facebook dating?
Because I know my demo and my audience. I'm trying to connect to our listeners.
If you did,
I think
you would
Instagram
know.
Instagram is more... demo.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Sorry, I deleted the Facebook app, man.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be a nice guy and wrap up the show and not call you out because I'm feeling good right now. That being said...
Okay, no, wait, fine. I'm single and I'm allowed to mingle.
Yes, queen.
You mingle all you want, honey.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not going to let you blackmail me,
Joe.
You're
going to go on some hot dates, plural, tonight. I know it.
Maybe. I don't know.
Why he's not coming home tonight.
I hope you get somebody to pay for you.
I'm going
to
put a sign, if found, and I'm going to put my number in case you're lost tonight.
Put it in his underwear. Put it in his underwear.
I'm not going on any dates tonight.
All right,
listen. He's lying.
You're a liar. All right, listen. We really do need to get out of here, but here's what's really cool. Coming up next, we want you to hang around and make sure you share this with people, please. We are going to be doing something really cool. We're going to be stopping the music to discuss suicide prevention and mental health, and we're doing it across all of our Radio 1 stations. We're doing it here on Radio Now 100.9. I'm looking forward to this. Our friends from RTV Channel 6 are going to be live with us on their Facebook, too, and it's going to be a really cool event. We're having all kinds of local people come in here and talk about this, and I'm excited, Mackenzie. This is going to be really a good discussion. We have
Absolutely.
A lot of great people lined up.
We cannot wait. World Suicide Prevention Day is today, and so we're having the conversation, and we invite you to join us.
All right, cool. That's coming up next here on Radio Now 100.9. 89. Let's say goodbye. Bye.
Bye.